Picture this, a sunny afternoon in 1876. A quiet little town in Kentucky suddenly finds itself under a strange rain shower. But instead of water droplets, it's raining meat. Yes, you heard that right. Falling from the sky, chunks of flesh, some say beef, others claim it resembled lamb or venison. Join the Conspiracy Outpost as we explore the various theories from the mundane to the downright outlandish, and attempt to separate fact from folklore. I'm your host, Casey.
And I'm Jugular Joe, and March 3rd, 1876 was Friday.
And another timeline, it was a Sunday. Ours just got mixed up.
Wish it was a Sunday.
That's hella annoying. Nothing's ever coincidence when I try to do some shit like that, you know? Like, oh, maybe it is a Sunday. Who knows?
We never get happy coincidences. Never something we get. All right, so Kentucky Fried Chicken raining from the sky, right?
Yeah. With 11 herbs and spices. That's actually how the colonel got his herbs. He was praying to the fried chicken god, and that's what he bestowed upon him.
And he's like, "My God,
take my meat, son.
It's finger looking good."
Now, so I never heard of this topic before. It was given to us by Mike's lead singer. When he was down in town, he's the one who told us about it. And that's why I was trying to see if Mike would get him on so he can be a part of this. But we might all be busy doing a show or something. I don't know.
I think I heard about it in like a top Watch Mojo list before. But I never looked into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was one of the things, the meat shower thing. Pretty sure. That's where I got the idea for another topic for this, the Sommer Man. I think that's the one. It was on the same list as it. Top mystery whatever things in history or world or some shit.
See?
I was like, I really want to delve into this shit. The other one. This one sounded crazy. Like, not crazy like it didn't happen, but it's like, that's insane.
What was the video you saw it on?
The Watch Mojo one?
Oh, yeah, Watch Mojo. Okay, so...
Yeah, Watch Mojo. Yeah, they do a bunch of fucking...
I was going to say, I kind of miss watching those kind of videos like Watch Mojo or like Creepypasta or Danger Dolan. Yeah. Remember him?
Yeah, I remember that.
Danger Dolan.
Sometimes I'll see a Watch Mojo list and I'll look at it because, I mean, they give you a little description of it. And then sometimes I'm watching it. If it's something that's like a mystery or something, it's like... We could definitely fucking flip this into an hour-long thing. Especially if we talk about my uncle. Oh, man.
I've hours with my therapist, let me tell you.
Let me tell you. And this is free. This is well, sort of. I guess you pay for this, don't you?
Well, I do, yeah. Not the listeners, though.
Not they the listeners. You guys aren't pay for this. Unless you subscribe to our Patreon.
Which would be cool, so get out there. Subscribe away, you dirty bastards.
We got a bunch of new content coming soon. It's on its way. Yeah, a lot quicker than the dragons on Game of Thrones.
They're coming, though. They're coming.
They're coming.
Nah, it's just hard to find time right now, but we'll get some more content out there, especially for our Patreon listeners. We'll get you some bonus stuff, make it worth your while. But back to the topic at hand, the Kentucky meat shower. So for those of you who know nothing about this meat shower, this incident lasted for less than 2 minutes. It was said to have covered an area approximately 45,000 square feet, and it was to happen between the hours of 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on March 3rd, 1876. And this is when... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so it is a lot different than, I thought this was, the opposite of a golden shower. where somebody just like, but somebody just like chunk diarrhea shits on you, and it was called a meat shower.
It's kind of like that, but you go down like a slide, and it's kind of like a bukkake, but everyone just has, there's two lines of guys on each row, and the guys are standing on ladders to go all the way up the slide, and a girl or guy, whatever it is, they just slide down the slide, taking every dick to the face on the way down.
It just dicks to the face. I thought you were like going on a diarrhea approach, because I was going to say if it was diarrhea based, then you'd have to wear a snorkel. You got to protect the eyes and mouth. Don't want to get pink eye or H. pylori.
Imagine the penis is like a zipper, and the girl going down is unzipping.
Imagine that dumbass Dune popcorn box that they keep showing with the little like sharp edge things around it.
What is it?
The Dune popcorn box. I kept making those fucking videos about fucking it. It's overplayed. If that was anything on TikTok.
That's that thing not charging.
Except for us. Are we on TikTok? We're not overplayed.
We are on TikTok, but...
In fact, we're underplayed.
I don't think we even have any followers on there. I'm not really sure.
That's a little sad.
Yeah, well...
Let's move on to happier topics. Meat showers.
Meat showers. So, what happened is there were red chunks of meat that fell from the sky. And this happened at Olympia Springs in Bath County, Kentucky. The phenomenon was covered by the Scientific American, the New York Times, and other publications. Most of the meat that fell were about 2 inches by 2 inches. Some were five by five.
Were they all different shapes and size? Different shapes?
Like, yeah, shapes, sizes, thickness.
The girth of that meat. Did anybody get hurt while it was falling? Was there any reported like people... So I don't know, like kinking their neck or something weird, like just meat slapped them on the side of the face and they twisted their neck weird.
No,
or one of them was just yawning, stretching up to the sky with their mouth wide open. Yeah, just right down my throat. Nothing I could do about it.
No. So this happened on Alan Crouch's house, like on his property, on his house on Well, I already said March 3rd, 1876. His wife, Mrs. Crouch, she was on the porch making soap. And she reported seeing a piece of meat fall from the sky. She said she was it was 40 steps from her house when the meat started to slap the ground. Mrs.
Did it make the same sound as a nutsack hitting a gooch? what was her husband's name?
Alan.
Alan, is that you? I told you I didn't find it funny the first three times. What? Or he's inside and he fucking hears it and he was like, who the fuck's here? Is my brother Daryl here?
I know those nuts anywhere.
I know the sound of them nuts anywhere.
Daryl, you some bitch.
Daryl, you some bitch. You know damn well you ain't allowed to do that for my wife.
Not without me out here.
Why don't you get in here and we'll do a Newton's cradle or wait, what's it called? Oh man. Wait, and also how the fuck do you make soap? I mean, I know people make it obviously, but how do you home make? How do you DIY that shit?
I have no idea. I never really actually looked into it.
See, this is when Mike would have came in handy, because that motherfucker knows all these random things like that. He would have just popped up like, well, you actually sit down, right? And you freshly whack off a bowl, get some type of disinfectant spray, and you just like mix it together. And you get a nice creamy substance. And that's how Bath and Body Works soap works. Put in your favorite scent.
Okay, there are four ways to make soap. Yeah, Mike would have been like, he would have been like, oh yeah, this one time I was making soap when we didn't have any money. Anyway,
he would have went on a whole rant about how to make it. Yeah. Like, he's got like survival fucking, I don't know, he knows all this other like shit. Like he can get real woodsman with it.
He's like, oh, we were camping this one time, and my dad smelled like shit, so I made him this soap out of this tree bark and had a
And I
very
added
strong
pine
reaction.
needle smell because you know a gooch isn't fine until it smells like pine, let me tell you.
You want that lady going through a forest.
And then Matthew would have been here saying something like his uncle used to make soaps to scrub his body afterwards. I don't know. I couldn't think of a fucking couldn't think of anything.
But there's
How was your weekend?
four ways to make soap. You can melt and pour it. This easy process involves melting pre-made blocks of soap and adding your own fragrance. Ooh. That seems like they weren't doing that. The cold process, this is the most common method of making soap from scratch using oils and lye. The hot process, a variation of the cold process method, using hot process requires cooking the soap in a slow cooker or oven. And rebatching, this method grinds up and reblends batches of poorly made handmade soap.
But how do you make it from scratch with like what do they use that kills germs? What is the substance in soap that kills germs?
Soap is a result of a basic chemical reaction between fats or oils and lye.
Oh, that's what you're. Oh, okay. I didn't. So those create something that just kills germs? Soap's like my favorite fucking thing. I'm like OCD, germaphobe, and a hypochondriac. I always think I have something. I'm always thinking something's on me. And I always got to do things in a fucking pattern when I'm washing my hands. But I don't know what the shit's made of. I don't know the origin of my enemy or savior. Whatever my brain's feeling that day, whatever switch is on. I'm saying, but I don't even know what it's made of. I don't know its origin. I don't know how it became what it is. And actually, there's probably a conspiracy with that. Big. No, nobody wants to know that big soap has their hand in everybody's pocket. See, it's changing people's brain chemistry when they're washing their face or hands, causing them to think they're ill when they're not.
Why do you think this country's so soft now?
Yeah. As soft as Dove soap after using whatever it just comes in a fucking advertisement. As soft as Irish Spring when you freshly get out of the shower. They even got their hands in me. I'm nothing but a corporate puppet. Save me.
I used to be a brute.
That's why I only wash my hands before. That's why I only wash my hands once a day before supper. Not even when you take a shit. Not even. God made shit. Shit don't stick. I don't know.
Every day I go outside and do my chores and I pick up the Axe body spray.
You gotta douse yourself in that. Dude, I remember doing that shit. I was talking to someone about that recently, and they were like, was it somebody at work? I don't remember. I don't remember who the fuck I was talking to. Maybe it was Anna. I don't know. But I was, it's like you used to be one of those people, and I was like, yeah, it'll spray the fuck out of yourself. You can douse your balls a little bit. Maybe it was Anna. I was making that joke too. That was probably a while ago. Like, it was weird because we used to do that. Like, we would fucking lift our pants and spray inside. Like, someone was gonna fucking get that close to our crotch and just give it a sniff. This motherfucker smells like cottage cheese and smegma. All right. And the dicks and back to meats. Where were we at again? She was making her own soaps when the meat was flapping. Oh, God.
So the wife and husband believed the event to be a sign from God. They said she's this is a quote from her. She said the meat, which looked like beef, fell all around her. The sky perfectly clear at the time. She said it fell like large snowflakes.
All snowflakes are different in patterns, so I assume all the meat was too.
Probably. There wasn't two cuts alike.
There wasn't two cuts one.
But back at the old Crouch residence, in the coming days, many neighbors stopped by to see the result of the meat shower for themselves. One being Mr. Harrison Gale, whose accuracy to the facts was described by the New York Times as unquestionable, visited the day after the alleged flesh fell and noted the presence of meat sticking out of the fences scattered across the ground. They were apparently fresh when they fell, but having been left out all night, they were now spoiled and dry.
Anybody go outside and catch it with buckets?
No, no, it just happened on one person's property.
Oh, it didn't happen in multiple? Oh, no. I don't know what. I thought it was fucking happening, like it was a bigger fucking, spot.
Like cross town or something.
Yeah, like it just rained in one, like, fucking one block radius or something crazy like that. Like, I don't know, like a small fucking...
Like a football field, like, basically, area.
Yeah, like it didn't rain the entire town, but, like, this, like, fucking certain area it was doing it.
No, I'm saying the area was about the size of a football field.
Oh, it was. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that I guess that is then pretty accurate. I mean, that's pretty big. See, that's what I was thinking, like, maybe something like that. I was thinking some fucking Courage the Cowardly Dog single home in the middle of nowhere and it just rains in that little spot.
I just thought this part was funny. I don't know if you caught it, but the New York Times, they got this quote from Mr. Harrison Gill saying that his information, well, they just got information from him, but they said that his information was accurate to the fact. And they're on question of whose accuracy to the facts was described by the New York Times as unquestionable. So his accuracy to the facts were, you know, spot on. Because he said that he saw the presence of meat sticking out of fences scattered across the ground that were apparently fresh when they fell, but having been left out all night, they were now spoiled and dry. It's like, well, no shit, man.
Yeah, when you leave fucking meat out. Yeah, so we let it sit there and it fucking got all, it smelled like dead animal, like rotten dead animal.
I just thought it was funny that the New York Times were like, yeah, the accuracy to the facts was unquestionable that this Mr. Harrison Gill provided
for. And he was correct. Left out meat does in fact spoil. Oh, man. So he didn't try to, like, they didn't try it out or anything?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay. Yep. I thought I read, before this started, I was watching a video I read. I thought I heard the guy say something about testing, but I was in the shower while listening to it.
Yeah. A local hunter inspected the meat, and he declared it came from a bear. Two unidentified neighbors turned up to taste the meat rain and declared that it had the flavor of either venison or mutton. And then this is when we get to Mr. Leopold Brandes, I think is how you say his last name. So he was the first one to come up with a legit explanation of what it might have been. This explanation came 3 months later when someone called Leopold Brandes, and he received and analyzed some of the specimens that had been preserved in glycerin. Leopold identified the substance as gnostic, I think is how you say it. It's a bacteria that forms in colonies surrounded by a protective gelatinous envelope. It's known to swell up into a translucent jelly-like matter whenever it rains. Because it's so inconspicuous when dry, for many years people believed gnostic to float in the breeze until it rained. Just like, so they think that it rained a little bit, you know, and this stuff fell from the sky.
Mm.
It's like a gelatinous thing. Brandes gave the meat sample to the Newark Scientific Association for further analysis, leading to a letter from Dr. Alan McLean Hamilton, and he appeared in the medical record and stated that the meat had been identified as lung tissue from either a horse or a human infant. the structure of the organ in these two cases being almost identical. The composition of the sample was backed up by further analysis, with two samples of the meat being identified as lung tissue and three muscle and two as cartilage.
There's a one where it was a innocent non-progressive bystander that was like, that was Phileas Fogg. He went in his flying air balloons, claimed he was going to be around the world in 80 days, struck by lightning. That's his meat.
Probably was.
Around the world in 80 days. The sorry.
Oh, you're good.
I was fucking.
I've been waiting to say it.
I'm waiting to say it. That's what I was getting ready. Phileas Fogg.
But his theory relied on the fact that the Gnostic expands into a clear jelly-like mass when rain falls on it, often giving the sense it was falling like rain. But as they said, well, I don't know if I said it, but it was stated by them that it was a clear day outside. Oh no, I did say a clear day. So yeah, it was a clear day outside, no clouds in sight, sunny, so there was no rain, so that gelatinous theory was just thrown out the window.
It was a beautiful day, perfect weather for soap making.
Yeah, I was sitting on the porch, finger blasting herself, making those soap dildos. This is so funny. But no,
suspected meat slapping. That would have to ruin your fucking day, though. You're just sitting out enjoying a nice day. I mean, it wouldn't really ruin it. I mean, it kind of would. But just like unidentified meat just fucking flying onto your property from the sky.
Oh, I thought you were talking about an old lady on her porch blasting herself with a surf dildo.
That would ruin a fucking innocent, like just somebody walking by and enjoy a nice stroll on a sunny day, and they just see somebody going to town with a fucking soap dildo.
I'd laugh so hard. It'd be hilarious.
It's like, dude, she's hella wet. It's like a couple. It's like, she's hella wet. How do you know? It's like, she's making suds.
Look at them bubbles.
Look at the bubbles. Oh, that can't be good for a pH balance.
Gotta get an infection.
She calls it her sud stud.
She actually what's amazing about it is when she starts off, it's just a bar, and she forms it into the penis shape.
Perfectly fucking. Oh man.
Some say it's disgusting. Others say it's a work of art. I say she's a hardworking American. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm sure everybody bought that that oyster soap. All right. Were you scrubbing fish with this, ma'am? I ain't buying this.
Here's Seaside Breeze.
Oh man.
I made this new soap, honey. It's called Ocean's Mist.
I'm not buying this soap. It smells like you've been scrubbing the oil off of aquatic animals, and I'm not okay with it. Giving Dawn dish soap a run for their money. Oh, fuck.
Not only does our soap clean the oil off the animals, but it also makes them skinnier so they're not fat now. So they're better to look at.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Anyway.
I gotta breathe. Okay, so where was I? Oh, so even though his theory was wrong, his research wasn't Well, I mean, he wasn't completely useless because he had given the meat to an experienced histologist, and that is a professional who prepares tissue samples for examination by a pathologist, if you didn't know that.
I didn't.
Neither did I until today. And this histologist was the president of the Newark Science Association, and his name was Dr. A. Meade Edwards. And eventually seven samples were examined by several scientists who confirmed two to be lung tissue, three to be muscular tissue, and two to be said made of cartilage. And this is when the guy, the man with all the answers comes into play. That's when Dr. L.D. Kastenbein or Kastenbein. My eyes are still watering from that, that thing, so it's hard to read. I should say tearing up, not watering. I mean, watering the eyes or tearing up. No, so this man is
a little bit of water in my eyes to keep them moist. Not as moist as that woman's softly soaped slit. Let's try to think of another S word. This is a pause. Slit. All right, sorry.
You good? You good? So Dr. Kastenbein, he's said to have had the best explanation to what have happened. I'm gonna hold off on what it is, but he obtained his own sample and he set fire to it, and it observed that it smelled distinctly of rancid mutton. Why he knows what the smell of rancid mutton smells like when it's on fire is what I'm wondering, but
the man had a burnt flesh fetish. He said burns all sorts of meat. Oh, man.
I guess I can't really hide it. Oh, well. But, so, he said to the best explanation was that it was a coordinated bout of projectile vulture vomit. He said this is the only plausible theory, due to the disengorgement of some vultures that were sailing over the spot. From their immense height, the particles were scattered by the prevailing wind over the ground. The variety of tissue discovered, muscular, connective, fatty, structureless, etc., can be explained by this theory. Because, well, there are two species of vultures that are found in Kentucky. You got the black vulture and the turkey vulture, both which are known to projectile vomit their stomach contents away either as a defense mechanism or to make themselves light enough for flight.
Yeah, see, that's what I was listening to earlier. It was like a group of vultures that were just fucking vomiting. A group of them.
How unlucky. What do you call a group of vultures? A gaggle? It's a gaggle of geese.
I don't even fucking know.
A flock.
It's like, is all looking it up right now. A skulk of foxes. Oh, that's foxes. Why the fuck would that be the first thing that pops up? Are you going to tell me about foxes? Or I want to know about vultures. Give a fuck about them.
I looked up the same thing. It says a skulk of foxes, a bevy of quail.
Oh, a group of circling vultures is called a kettle. So, but is that just circling vultures? It's called a kettle, or are they all called that? Also, why can't they just give all these animals the same name?
I know. A group of vultures is called a committee, a venue, or a vault. In flight, a group of vultures is a kettle, and when feeding at a carcass, a group is referred to as a wake.
Oh, I've heard the Wake one before.
Why they got five different names for
Because they're always doing different shit. Like, what is a group of vultures that are puking on something called a meat shower?
That's crazy.
That's
I didn't
cool.
know they had so many different names for different positions vultures
Yeah, that's weird.
are found in.
I was trying to look up to see if they're called something else when they're puking all together, but it's not showing anything. That'd have been hilarious.
According to the Kentucky Historical Society, a piece of meat was preserved and still exists to this day and is on display at the Monroe Mooncinic Medical and Science Museum at Transylvania University in Lexington, Kentucky. So
Damn.
that's pretty cool. They kept a
That's.
piece of their vulture flesh history.
Nobody's tried to like take a chunk and try to analyze it now with their technology. Probably can't. Maybe they don't. Maybe that's just part of the charm.
No, I'm sure they could, because they can analyze dinosaur.
Yeah, that's true. Aren't they recreating some fucking, aren't they recreating mammoths or some shit right now?
Oh yeah, I saw something about that.
Yeah. Let's recreate whatever animal this came from. It's a fucking weird human bird hybrid. They spontaneously combust after 6 months of life. I just started thinking of that fucking show, Ugly Americans. Have you ever watched that on fucking Comedy
No.
Central? It has like all these different like fucking mythological things and whatever supernatural shit. But it's they work. Fuck, I forget what the main character is a dude, and then but there's these things they're called like man birds or some shit like that. They're like bird like top halves and then human bottom halves, and they're just flying with their asses out, and they just go suck my balls, and they're just flying in the sky. And it turns that's their language. There's so many different. It's like I am Groot like kind of thing. How it means a bunch of different shit. Just what he says, but it's with like suck my balls, like suck my balls. It's just they just fly by and they're like suck my balls. It's so stupid. I think it got canceled, but it was a funny ass show. At least it was when it came out. I mean, so I think a fucking teenager or a fucking a 18 maybe, I don't know, 17, towards the end there. But it was though. It was just like bird. Top halves and human bottom halves flying in the air and explodes.
That shit's a little funny. But meat's not the only weird things to fall from the skies. When I drop these thunder thighs. Now, so it's also rained fish and frogs before. Not in Kentucky per se, but just in general. And it's rained lampreys as well before, so I mean, I guess that's really a fish, but eh, whatever.
And in any Kentucky strip club, it rains ones.
It rains wands and drumsticks. Come here. Come here, girl. Let me put my herbs and spices in you. Hand
Definitely does
battered
that.
twice.
It definitely does at my favorite strip club, Kentucky Fried Thickens, and it's all nice big women. Nice and buttered up. They'll definitely wet your biscuit.
Is that gravy, or are you just happy to see me? Cause I'm really hoping it's gravy. I got these taters I need
Bulls, Bubba.
to. It's
Oh,
like that.
man.
It's like that. That ping pong, or not that ping pong, but that Mentos video that I've sent you guys, and but it's just like a gravy fountain.
Damn. God, dude, nothing better than having a super lean over and breathe Kentucky Fried Chicken and dead tooth smell right into your nostrils.
Hey, baby.
How'd you get that dead tooth, girl?
Eminem covered strips.
Didn't even know they made chicken like that. They do in Kentucky. And I'm allowed to make these jokes because I'm bigger, so so anybody that wants to say whatever, you know, I get a pass. Is anything over 230, anything over 230, you should be allowed to say whatever the fuck you want about larger people. And I rank in the 231 squadron here. Quadrant. My chins are a quadrant. Or a quad.
I was gonna say an octagon, but whatever.
Yeah, well, now that made myself bitches. Feel shitty about my weight. What do we have next going on there?
Well, that's all I got for the meat shower. I told you it was gonna be a quick one.
Oh yeah, it was a quickie. I'm gonna tell you right now, it's making me really fucking hungry for some fucking chicken.
What did you think of it though?
I think that shit's crazy. The vulture thing makes the most sense, but just it's crazy the fact that it just so happened to trigger perfectly on these motherfuckers' place, like in that area. But then again, it's not that crazy. You think of how many times birds shit on a fucking car out of every empty spot. It's always on your car. It makes you wonder if they're attracted to the vehicles. Like, it's kind of funny, like an inside joke to them. But it's like, I mean, yeah, bird shit on fucking crazy shit. My old AC had a bird living in it. So, I think, like, it happened a couple times. A fucking thing would fly out of it when I was, like, walking out in the morning. And be like, motherfucker. Like, it'd get hella close to my face. Like, it had, like, a nest in it.
But it's just so funny.
Birds are crazy as fuck. So, I mean, that vulture thing definitely makes sense. Or it was one of the signs of a coming apocalypse from 200 years ago? Yeah, 200? No. 200 years ago? I don't know. What was it,
1800s? 1876.
It's like almost 200 years ago, right? Look, I can't do math right now. I'm about...
That was 147 years ago, 3 months and 6 days.
So, like, almost 200. We're getting there. We'll just round at the 150. That's almost 200. Can't do math right now. All right. What did you think about it? Did
you enjoy it? Yeah, I thought it was funny to look into. It's just funny that there was so much mystery and experts pulled into this event just for fucking vulture vomit
meat taste testings and fucking
that's what I was gonna say. I feel sorry for the two guys who tasted the meat, but
especially after somebody fucking said that it's possibly baby lung. It's like, goddamn, dude.
But
the fucked up part, it's like, now I got a hankering for baby lung. I can't fucking get it out of my mouth. It should taste delicious.
I can't blame them, because what if they licked that meat and they got the superpower or something, you know? The chances were too high for some random stuff to be falling out of the sky for you not to lick it. I'm thinking I would have to take the risk as well.
Fuck around and get, like, fucking god-like powers. Hey, if we ever be cursed with that fucking origin story, what happened? I licked random sky meat. Don't know where it came from.
Why?
Now I can see in the future. I'm gonna die of cancer from the sky meat. Oh fuck!
I got 30 days to live.
30 days to live. 30 days of seeing the future. Yeah, I think we covered that very well.
That'd be a hella funny comedy skit.
Of the fucking sky meat just getting powers.
Yeah.
I can see in the future. I got sky meat cancer. Sky meat, or as some call it, skeet. Fell from
skeet,
the sky
skeet,
one.
Skeet meat.
skeet meat.
Come on down to Skeeter Skeet Meat.
We marinate your meat in nothing but the best, creamiest sauce.
We chew it up, regurgitate it, and put it right onto your plate.
You have a grandma that has a chewing problem? No problem. We got our... I don't know. I was going to end that joke there.
And tune in next week.